I know that thinking of God, of knowing that God really loves me by looking at history might be really new to you. This idea that I can know God loves me by looking at history might sound strange. Because you might have always thought that God's love for you is proved mainly in just subjective feelings you have of being loved. Because that really is a common idea and thought in our therapeutic culture we live in. The idea that you're only loved if you really feel loved. Or maybe, especially in our individualistic culture we live in, maybe you've always just thought that you'd only know God loves you if he's proven that by doing certain things in your life. Or maybe you feel loved by God only if he does this or that in your life. And now, to be really clear, both of those can matter. We can sense God's love by how we feel loved by him. The Holy Spirit does that in our hearts. And yes, we can see his love sometimes and how he does things in our lives, absolutely. But do you know what? Even more so, all the time in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, do you know how God says he proves his real love towards you and towards me? Well, again, it's what God has done in history. That's how God proves his love. It's in the story of creation falling into sin, but God choosing Abraham, Noah, the patriarchs, Israel, and then them all being sinful, God taking them back, and then that still being not enough, and so God promising more, and then that really being fulfilled and climaxing 2,000 years ago in history when God himself, Jesus, walked this earth, lived a perfect life, did amazing miracles, loved sinners, rose again after going to the cross, suffered in the place of sinners, and then he promised he'd come back. That's history. That's not, let's be honest, that's not mainly subjective feelings that you and I have. Nor is that mainly about what God is doing in you or in my life. That's straight up world history. But the point is that really that's how we know God loves us. That's how God shows he loves me, because he really did that. And if he did that in history, it means he loves me. Or as Romans 5:8 says, this is in the New Testament, Paul writes this very clearly, God shows his love for us. And that word shows is a present tense verb, meaning right now, God is showing his love for us. Quote, God shows his love for us in that Christ died for us. Past tense, in history.